Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, sweetie. Your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
This is The Burt Show.
If you are a modern day single woman out in the dating world, there is a fine line you have to consider when you are dating a man. And that fine line is, what is the difference between a man taking care of me and being infantilized? Let me explain. So I was talking with a good friend the other day about a recent date that she went on, and she's a lot like me where she's kind of like that girl boss. She's a 2025 girl boss. You know, she's killing it at work. She is a very independent lady. It's been a minute since she's been in a long-term serious relationship. And I think sometimes when you've been an independent lady for a long time, you can kind of get in this, nobody needs to take care of me, I've got this, kind of almost masculine mindset of, I don't need anybody. And I think we have had discussions about what it's been like to kind of make that transition of being okay with sort of chivalry and sort of like the typical Southern gentleman, but also like it not going too far to where it feels a little bit like infantilization. So she went out with this guy. This was a second date and she was kind of on the fence about him. But one of the things that she really, really liked about him was that she just called him a really good guy. He's the type of guy that opens doors for you, makes the reservations, offers to send you an Uber for whenever you have your next date. She's like, you know, I'm not really sure that this is my guy, but I really like him because he just treats me so well. Like I just can see him being such a good partner for the long run. So I'm going to flesh this out as long as possible. So she goes on the second date with him. Of course, he's the perfect gentleman, makes the reservations for the restaurant. He offers to send her an Uber so that she can get to the restaurant safely. But she said that he did this one thing during the date that made her question whether or not she was just having a knee-jerk reaction to chivalry or whether or not she felt like she was being babied by this guy. So the first course of their dinner was at like a tapas restaurant. And she said that he offered to order, you know, some cheese and some meats. And of course, he does the very chivalrous thing where he doesn't ask her to look at the menu and order. He orders for her. And she's like, okay, it feels a little weird. But you know what? This is a very chivalrous thing for guys to do. So I'm going to take it and, you know, just take it in stride. And you know, he's a good guy.
Can we pause there for just one second?
Yeah.
Is that major ick? Well, Cassie, of course, it's going to be major ick for you. For sure, right? Right? You wouldn't like that.
I would like it
really?
If we have that kind of relationship.
But not a first date.
No, not a first date. Unless we go in and he's like, we're going here because this is the best and we've like this dish, you have to try it.
How about you?
For a first date, because you don't know me, you don't know what I like.
Yeah.
So I don't need you ordering for me.
I don't know why it gives such controlling vibes to me on a first date.
I think it has gotten such a bad rep, especially in like movies and stuff, because I feel like it's kind of a trope that's used to show like the controlling boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Whereas I think it's kind of an old fashioned thing for a guy to be like, what are you interested in? Like, do you have any like suggestions for the appetizers? And if she's just kind of like order whatever, he's like, okay, I'm going to take control here and I'm just going to pick the goat cheese, the brie, and the salami. So that's what he ends up doing. And she's like, okay, that feels a little bit different for me. But you know what? I want to be treated like a lady. Here's this guy treating me like a lady. But this is where things get a little weird. So he orders the charcuterie. And she said that she felt a little infantilized by what he did next. So the charcuterie comes out. And he goes, hang on, I've got this. So he starts serving her the charcuterie onto her plate, the cheese and the salami. And not only did he serve her the cheese and salami onto her plate, he then starts cutting the cheese and salami for her.
No.
And she's like, is this chivalry or is this guy like babying me? Yeah. Like at this point, it's starting to feel a little icky. Like it's one thing for you to hold my door and to order for me, but then to like actually cut my food.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, too much.
That is way too much.
Wait, okay, so she's not off base because I'm sitting there and we were with a big group of girls and we were having this discussion and some girls were eating it up. They were like, this is total princess treatment. Like for a guy to do literally everything for you down to the fact that he's like cutting your food, some girls were all about it.
Really?
And I don't know what it says about me, but it would have made me throw up onto my charcuterie plate.
I would have been like, what are you doing to my food?
Right. I would have been so grossed out by myself if I was that person. Idea would have never come into my head.
So like I'm playing out different scenarios, right? So like if it was a family style restaurant, okay? Mm-hmm. And charcuterie is a shareable, like a shareable dish. But if we are doing like a family style, like it's a big bowl of pasta and you're like, here, let me, and you like, you take my plate and you put the pasta on there and you hand it to me. All right. Well, that was polite.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you reach over and you start cutting up my pasta or if you start twirling it on the fork for me, I want to be like, what in God's green earth are we doing right now?
No, literally, it was like he did everything except for chew it for her. I was like, at this point, do you just want to baby bird it into her mouth?
And once again, our charcuterie board is full of choices. And like, maybe I want the brie. Maybe I want the manchego. Maybe I want the prosciutto. Maybe I want the salami. You don't know. So let me pick what I want off the charcuterie board, which you already chose for us.
You're a small-minded lady, Kristen. You can't make decisions. You didn't even choose the cheese, Kristen. You just have to let him make the big cheese decision for you.
Here's what's funny is like when we go out to dinner, my husband and I, granted, we've been together for like 20 years now. I'm the one that ends up like ordering 99% of the time.
Thank God, because he takes so freaking long to pick anything on that menu. I think, were you with the show when I picked that, when I picked the chip off of that, my date's face?
No, she wasn't. God.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's the last time I saw her.
Yeah.
Wait, what did you do?
We were at Subarica and we were talking and we had gone out a couple of different times and she had a chip on her face. And for whatever reason, my dumb ass thought, like, rather than go, hey, you got a little something, something, literally took my fingers and took the chip off of her cheek, like right underneath her mouth.
Oh, wait, did you eat it after?
Maybe.
Stop.
He did.
Stop. It'd be one thing for you to like take your thumb and like brush it away.
I gross myself out.
So romantic. The fact that you ate off her face. I would have called the authorities.
I'm serious. I just don't like me.
So it was a chip on her face leading to a chip on her shoulder.
Yeah. We didn't last long after that. She wasn't into it anyway.
It's weird for sure, but I actually think it's oddly intimate. If a guy did that to me on a date, I'd be like, oh my God, we're at this point where we're so comfortable that he feels that's like a boyfriend move. Like if Chad did that, then I would be like, oh, weird, but okay. I don't care. That's cute. We're that comfortable. So if she was into you, I would have been thrilled.
Yeah. But she wasn't.
Yeah. Emphasis on weird, but okay.
Yeah, weird, but okay.
This is The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.